Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're checking out our ISU garden calendar this morning, and today, September 22nd, is the first day of fall. Some tasks you may want to think about in the next week or so as you get your yard ready for fall. You can purchase spring flowering bulbs. We do still have a few of those left from our Fall Master Gardener plant sale. You can stop by the office to purchase those. Find the form on our website, or our Master Gardeners will be at Produce in the Park tomorrow with bulb sale forms and some more information about planting those fall bulbs to get those flowers in spring. Mid-September is also a great time to think about fertilizing the lawn. We chatted about that a little bit earlier, but September is a great time to get a head start on getting your lawn ready for next spring. With the cooler temperatures forecast this week, you may also want to consider bringing your house plants indoors as the temperatures drop in the evenings. When you do that, make sure you check your house plants for insects so you don't bring unwanted visitors into the home. If you do happen to find insects such as grasshoppers or other outdoor dwellers on your plants, you can just remove them to the outdoors. There's no need to treat your plants, as those few accidental invaders will not be continuing to live in your house plants through the winter. Now is also a great time to divide or transplant peonies if you have peonies in your yard that you need to get divided because they're taking up a little too much space or you want to share with a friend. Now is also a good time to pot up tulips, daffodils, and hyacinths to force indoors over the winter if that's something that you like to do to keep those things blooming year-round. Something else on the calendar this week, September 19th through 25th, is National Farm Safety and Health Week. We celebrate National Farm Safety and Health Week every year. The first year we celebrated was 1944, when it was proclaimed by President Franklin Roosevelt and initiated by the National Safety Council. We celebrate Farm Safety and Health Week every year around this time as we get ready to kick off harvest. You may have seen our roads getting a little bit busier with farm traffic this time of year. Fall harvest is one of the busiest and most dangerous seasons of the year for the agriculture industry, and for this reason, the third week of September is recognized as National Farm Safety and Health Week. One of the reasons that we continue to focus on safety in farming is because 2019 data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates that the agriculture sector is still the most dangerous occupation in America, with an average of 23 deaths per 100,000 workers. Many of those accidents and injuries that make that occupation so dangerous happen during this busy time of year when there are more vehicles, people moving faster, and operations happening more and more frequently after dark as our days get shorter, just as we're trying to bring in the harvest every year. The National AgriSafe website, sponsored by the National Ag Education Center for Ag Safety, is hosting free webinars daily throughout National Farm Safety and Health Week. You can find a full schedule of all of those on their website. Some of the topics we focus on during National Farm Safety and Health Week are tractor safety and being safe on the roads with additional traffic, paying attention to farmer health, especially during a busy time of year as health may get overlooked as we try to get that harvest in, focusing on safety and health for youth in agriculture. Oftentimes, youth are great helpers around the farm, but we need to pay attention to what tasks are age-appropriate and what tasks can be done safely by young hands and young minds. We also focus on ag fertilizer and chemical safety, as there are many products that are used only once or twice a year in the farm situation, and handling those often requires specialized skills. We also focus on safety and health for women in agriculture, as another one of those oftentimes overlooked but essential pieces of our many local farm families. All of these focuses come together to create National Farm Safety and Health Week, so we invite you to take a moment and look around you and look twice before you pull out in the roads, and take an extra second if you happen to be stuck behind farm traffic in the next several weeks, and thank those farmers that are working hard to get that harvest in safely and efficiently this time of year. Again, we are celebrating National Farm Safety and Health Week this week, September 19th through 25th, with the theme of Farm Safety Yields Real Results. If you would like more information on staying safe on the farm, you can also visit the ISU Extension store or stop by our office. We have a variety of safe farm publications and other materials on keeping farmers and their families safe during harvest and throughout the year. And finally, we'll talk about this a little bit more next week, but I want to invite you to join Cass County Extension as we partner with Healthy Cass County and Cass Health for a community walk in support of Suicide Awareness Month. That's happening a week from today, Wednesday, September 29th at 6:30 p.m. at the Rotary Shelter in the Schulberg Recreation Area. Participants of all ages are invited to join us for this walk to show support for community members who've been impacted by suicide. Showing up to community events is a great way to support our community members who have been impacted by suicide and also raise awareness and share resources for folks who would like to be a supportive community member for folks who are in the middle of a struggle. We also invite community members who would like to share their own experiences and stories about how suicide has impacted their lives to share those stories, and they will be posted at the walk anonymously. You can find more information on that on the Cass Health website or by following Cass Health or Cass County Extension or Healthy Cass County on social media. You'll have links to that location where you can share your stories, and we invite you to come out and support your community members at the Suicide Awareness Walk next Wednesday, September 29th at 6:30 p.m. We'll have some food, we'll have a few short speakers, and we will have a great community gathering and walk to build community support around those who are struggling. For more information on upcoming resources and programs from ISU Extension, we invite you to check out the Cass County Extension website or Facebook page. Stop by the Extension office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. You can also find Cass County 4-H now on Instagram. And you can give our office a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.